This week's parsha, Chayei Sarah, begins ironically with the death of Sarah. As our rabbis teach us, Sadikim b'misasam nikra chayim. Righteous people, even after they pass on, are considered still living. And that's why, as long as the message you taught during your life, you give it over to the next generation, your legacy continues. That's why it says Sifrei Chayim and Sifrei Mesim Pesuchim. The books of the living and the books of the dead are opened up every year. You've been dead for 20 years. Why are we opening up your books? Because potentially all the good that your students, your children, anyone you affected during your lifetime are still around. So therefore, you still get reward. So Chayei Sarah, even though it's the death of Sarah, like you find out by Yechi Yaakov, the death, when we talk about the death of Sadikim, it says wicked people, even when they're living, are considered dead, and righteous people, even after they die, are considered living. So one of the aspects, one of the mitzvahs we have after someone passes away, is we have a mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim. We have a mitzvah to comfort the mourner. And what type of mitzvah is this? Who is the mitzvah on, Nichum Aveilim? When the people come and comfort the mourner, are they coming to comfort the mourner? Is it Kavod HaChai? Is it honor to the living? Or is Nichum Aveilim Kavod HaMeis, honor to the dead? Is it doing for the person who passed away? So we'll see that, and we'll investigate this mitzvah based on a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avelos, he wants to know, he discusses the question when it's a conflict of two mitzvahs. The two mitzvahs the Rambam's discussing is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, the mitzvah of visiting the sick, and the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, comforting the mourner. Which one takes precedence? So the Rambam says, I didn't find any explicit Gemara on it, and therefore, Yerayali, it appears to me, based on all my knowledge of Shas and everything else, that Nichum Aveilim is Docha Bikacholim, that Nichum Aveilim takes precedence over Bikacholim. You comfort the mourner before you visit the sick. And of course, we're not talking about a case where of visiting the sick where it's a life-threatening situation or a semi-life-threatening situation, a regular case. So Nichum Aveilim, comforting the mourner, takes precedence. Why? So the Rambam says, because Nichum Aveilim is a chesed imachai v'chesed imameis. Comforting the mourner is a mitzvah that involves the living and the dead. Well, Bikur Cholim is only a mitzvah on the living. So therefore, Nichum Aveilim takes precedence over Bikur Cholim. Where do we see that Nichum Aveilim, that comforting the mourner, has to do with the dead? You're comforting the mourners who are alive. The mourners are the one who's dead. Where do you see we're doing a Kavod HaMeis? So that's what the Gemara tells us in Shabbos. In Kuf Nun Gimel, I believe the end of Shabbos, the Gemara tells us a halacha, Misha Eis Ve'ein Lo Menachem, and someone who dies and doesn't have any relatives. So what he does, the Gemara goes on and says, you should get 10 people, come to the house and have a davening there, do some type of form of a Nichum Aveilim there. And the Meiri writes over there, Zehu Kvodo Shel Meis. This is considered, you're doing it honor to the dead. So that's what the Meir writes. So we see that's what the Rambam is saying, Nichum Aveilim is a double kindness. It's a kindness to the living, and it's a kindness to the dead. So that's what the Rambam writes. Comes along the Or Sameach, the Mesha Chachma, or Meya Simcha Kohen, he says the Rambam seems to be going against the Gemara. He said there is no Gemara. It seems to be a Gemara, but it says just the opposite of what the Rambam is saying. What is the Gemara? The Gemara in Sukkah Dav Mem Aleph talks about Anshei Yushalayim. The people of Yushalayim used to shake the four species all day. We all know the halacha is that Mida'ag Be'Nafik Le. The halacha is once you pick up the four species, you fulfill your mitzvah. And that's why Tosfos and the Rishonim deal with how do we work out the bracha, because we try to make the bracha before we do a mitzvah. If once you pick up the fourth species, the mitzvah is done. So how do you work, how do you reconcile? So the Rishonim go through different things. We turn over the esrog before we make the bracha, or we don't pick up the esrog. So different eights is given by the Rishonim. In fact, some Rishonim even discuss what about after the mitzvah? So the Rambam writes, no, once you finish the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha anymore. And Azarua writes, yes. So we have some type of compromise. As long as it's a continuous mitzvah, the mitzvah is going on, so then we could still make the bracha. Like by Lulav, if we didn't make the bracha yet, we're still saying Hallel with the Nanunim, mixing it up, so then we can say a bracha still. But in general, we don't go as far as just to say in the middle of the afternoon to make a bracha. So the Anshei Yerushalayim used to go and shake the Lulavim all day long. And in fact, that's a Shaila Tosfos asked in Rosh Hashanah. What about Baal Tosef? If the Torah only tells us 9 tekiyas, or perhaps 30 today, but we do 100. And what about eating matzah? We have much more than a kazayas. And what about lulavim? So why isn't that a problem about Tosef? The Tosef's answer is it's not about Tosef because Baal Tosef is only if you change the chefsa, the inherent thing of the mitzvah, you put in 5 species, or you put in 5 parshos in the tefillin. But to do a repetition of the same mitzvah, that's not a problem about Tosef. The Rashba says it's a mitzvah midrabanan. And since the rabbis tell us to go ahead and listen to the rabbis, the Torah tells us to listen to the rabbis, so therefore, you can't say when the rabbis tell you to do something, it's Baal Tosef. But the Netziv and other Achronim have a big Kiddush. They want to say that really the Torah is only giving us the minimum amount. And therefore, even though there's a mice and the tila is the minimum, but all day you shake the lulav, you get a kiyam ha-mitzvah, you get a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Like by matzah, you only have to eat a kazayas, but we eat many, and each kazayas we eat, we get a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that's what the Netziv writes. And the Levush, that it says Yom Trua, or Kach Temochem. It's an open-ended obligation. And the Torah allows us to expand it. So on this, and that's what the Netziv says, the Ramban writes, Pasuk Echad is a mitzvah in our Torah of Shema, but the Ramban says you could do all 3 parashos, and you still get a Kiyam HaMitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, and it's an expansive mitzvah. So it comes along the Gemara in Mem Aleph and Sukkah and says, Anshei Yerushalayim, what did they do? They used to do Bikar Cholim, then Nachem Aveilim, they comforted the mourner, they visited the sick and comforted the mourner, and they shook the Dalit species. So this is against the Rambam. The Rambam says the order is first Nicham Aveilim, and then Bikar Cholim. Over here, the Gemara seems to go against the Rambam. Perhaps the Rush writes in Lulav Hagadol, so he has a different Gersa. He has a Gersa, he has a text, Nicham Aveilim and then Bikar Cholim. So maybe the Rambam's text is like that, it wouldn't be Akasha. The only problem is the Rambam himself, when he writes in Hilchas Aveilus, I believe he writes it, or in Hilchas Lulav, he writes the text, and he writes the text against him. He writes, first you do Bikar Cholim, and then you do Nicham Aveilim. So it's a steer in the Rambam, it's an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. Or, even if it wasn't, he's against the Gemara. So how do we reconcile the Rambam? So perhaps one would suggest, maybe we're talking about 2 different things. Maybe when we say the Gemara over there in Sukkah is talking about when you're doing both. So maybe when you're doing both, then the Rambam says, Bikar Cholim, peace over Nicham Aveil. Maybe it's more Tadir. But when it comes to Nicham Aveilim, when it comes to you have a choice, you're only going to do one, so then Nicham Aveilim is perhaps a possibility. And we have that also regarding other halachas that some Rishonim make regarding Ner Chanukah, the Gemara in Shabbos. If you only have enough to do either Ner Chanukah, candles for Shabbos, or wine for Kiddush, So basically, the Gemara says first candles for Shabbos, Shalom Bayis, then candles for Hanukkah, Persume Nisa, and then wine for Kiddush. So we see Persume Nisa wins over Tadir, because Hanukkah candles beats wine for Kiddush. So Tosfos says, what about when we do Kriyas HaTorah, we read first Rosh Chodesh, then Hanukkah. So I thought Persume Nisa. There are many answers, but one answer is, when do we say Persume Nisa Adav? That's only if you're only going to do one. But if you're going to do both, then we kick in Tadir. So perhaps you could say the same thing here. Nicham Aveilun wins because it's a double kindness. Or Persume Nisa, or Hanukkah candles win because Persume Nisa. But if you're going to do both, so then we go with the principle Tadir Vashenu Tadir, Tadir Kodim, you go with the most frequent. So that's one possibility. However, it's not mashma that way from the Rambam. It's mashma from the Rambam. He says, Nicham Aveilun wins whether you're doing both or whether you're doing only one of them. So we have to answer, what's the pshat in the Rambam? How do we explain this apparent contradiction in the Rambam? And it seems to be against our text in the Gemara. So perhaps we could understand it based on another machokas. The question is, in general, we know we don't have any Avelos on Yontif. The public mitzvah of Simcha, of rejoicing, overrides the private mitzvah of mourning. So we don't have any Avelos on Yontif, however you learn the Machlokas, Tosis, and the Rambam there, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanan, but the bottom line is everyone agrees there is no Avelos on Yontif. So what do? Is we do the Kfura on Chol HaMoed, but we don't begin the Avelos until after Yontif. So the question is, on Yontif, the Rambam Shita is, there's no Avelos at all. Not only public mourning, but there's not even private mourning. And the Rush and the Ramban say, no, there's no public mourning, but there is Avelos Betzina. So what's the issue here between the Machlokes, the Rambam, versus the Rush and the Ramban? The issue is, Rav Soloveitchik explained, normally, Nihugei Avelos, which are the actions we do during Avelos, sitting on the floor, covering the windows, not leaving the house, they usually go hand in hand with Shivak. The question is, can you separate the two? Can you have the actions of mourning apply without actually counting for day one? So, in other words, so the Ramban and Rosh, yes, you have Avelos Betzina on Yontif, even though there is no, we don't count it for the Minyan Shiva. And the Rambam says, no, you don't have any Avelos, but you can't separate Avelos from the Nihugi Avelos, from the Minyan Shiva. And the Rav says, this is Lashitasung, we have another dispute, the Rambam versus the Rosh and the Ramban on, when does Avelos begin? The Rambam's opinion is Avelos doesn't begin until after the burial. And the Ramban Shita is that the Isuri Avelos begin right away, except the things, leaving your home, things you have to do for the burial, you're allowed to do. So again, the Rav Soloveitchik explained it's consistent with the view that we see the Rambam holds you can never separate the Nihugei Avelos from the Shiva. So therefore, the Rambam writes, there is no Avelos on Yontif, period. And also, there is no Avelos during Aninus, because it's not part of the Shiva. And the Rush and the Ramban say, no, you can't separate the two. And therefore, they say you have some Avelos before Kfura, and there is Avelos Betzina on Yontif. So, because that's the machlokes. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos, or actually it's a Mishnah in Moed Katan, Daf Rav Zayin, that there is Nicham Aveilum on Yontif and Shabbos. That we have Nicham Aveilum, there's a mitzvah of comforting the mourner on Shabbos and Yontif. So Bishloma, according to the Rush, who holds you do have Aveilus on Yontif, it is Aveilus Betzina. So I understand to have Nicham Aveilim. But according to the Rambam, who holds there is no Aveilus at all on Yontif, what's the point of, what does that mean, that we go ahead and how can we have Nicham Aveilim? So Rav Zolti in the Mishnah Yavetz, one of the later Achronim, I think it was chief rabbi in Israel at some point, he points out, apparently we see according to the Rambam, there are two aspects of Nichum Avelim. There are two aspects of comforting the mourner. One is it's a chesed to the living, and it's a chesed to the dead. Chesed shochai. So the chesed shochai, that doesn't apply on Yontif. But the chesed shomeis, the kvodo shomeis, that even applies on Yontif. So according to the Rush, there's no difference between Nichum Aveilim, Ben Mechol, Ben Beshabbos. You have both, because you have Aveilus Betzin on Yontif, so you have both aspects. But according to the Rambam, that there is no Aveilus period on Yontif, so therefore, you do have Nichum Aveilim on the Kavod Hameis aspect, on the honor to the dead. So this perhaps we can understand now the stira in the Rambam. The Rambam wrote in Hilchos Avel, it appears to me that Nichum Aveilim beats out Bikur Cholim. Why? Because Nichum Aveilim is a double kindness. It's chesed to the living and to the dead. But Bikur Cholim is only kindness to the living. So that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel. However, in Hilchos Lulav, when the Rambam writes about the Anshei Yerushalayim, that's happening on Yontif. On Yontif, according to the Rambam, there is no Chesed El Machai, there's only Chesed El Ameis. And Nichum Aveilim you do on Yontif is only for the Meis. And therefore, the Rambam agrees to the call of the Gemara, if you have two mitzvahs, one is a Chesed El Machai, and one is a Chesed El Ameis. One's an act of loving kindness with the dead and one's with the living. So then you could go ahead and do, and then the Bikur Cholim. And so that's what's happening on Yontif. That's what the Rambam writes. Bikur Cholim beats out Nichum Aveilim. So that's the pshat in the Rambam. That is tremendous mitzvah. Bikur Cholim is a tremendous mitzvah. But in this case, Nichum Aveilis. Nichum Aveilim, comforting the mourner, even takes precedence over visiting the sick when it's not a life. If it's a life-threatening situation to the sick, you have to go and visit them. It's Gilu Shofek Damim. Then it's like you're murdering someone. However, all things being equal, the Rambam says the greatness of comforting the mourner is it's a dual aspect. Not only is it honor to the living, but it's honor to the dead as well.